This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Final Hour tonight, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Well, it is a final from the crypt. The Mavericks take game two. Last couple nights have been throwbacks to the 90s in basketball.
Phenomenal.
96-93 is your final. Luka scores 32. Harden with 22 to lead the Clippers. And Paul George also had 22. There was no more Paul George of a play than the final play of this game in which the Clippers are down six and Paul George gets the ball and rises up and it's a frantic three-pointer. So the final score is the Clippers lose by three instead of by six. That is the quintessential Paul George play.
Yeah, but he drilled
right
that shot.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was great. But no real pressure.
No.
But, hey, it cuts the final score from losing by 6-3. But that is a Paul George play right there. 100%.
Well, I saw the ball go up like, all right, if it's going to count if it goes. And then the light comes on. Right? This is like, yeah, three-point win. Meanwhile.
Well, wait, what was the spread? Do you know what the spread was?
I don't know what it was in live.
Because, I mean, when you say good if it goes, like, okay, this anytime.
I don't know what it was live betting at that point.
Anytime when you say good if it goes, and it's a 6-point game.
The assumption is that there's some gambling involved. I understand that fully.
All right, just
Paul,
so we
Paul
know.
George, just so we know, took three shots in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
including
Paul George,
that three-pointer.
Everybody. But, hey.
He was one of two.
Oh, we're down six. There's no way we can win. Yeah, give me the ball. I want the ball. Hey, down six with no chance to win, you give me the ball. There is no better player than
third
me.
Third quarter, he went 1-for-4. So there you go. Paul George, everybody.
Oh, boy. So another fun night in the NBA. We'll have more in the NBA coming up in a few minutes because we have a big story about LeBron James to get into. And while it may be too late for the Lakers this year, it's pretty radical. But it's kind of where the Lakers need to go. Again, we'll have that coming up in a few minutes. But as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft, now we're just 2 days away.
Yeah, Thursday night. I can't wait. Are you kidding me?
Awesome
Red
night.
Carpet night here at Fox Sports Radio on Thursday.
And there's always a bit of drama going on, even when they don't pick early, wherever they are, surrounding the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the drama this year so far has been Jerry Jones deciding that I'm not spending money. I'm going to put the same team out there from last year to this year, and then I'll spend money after this year. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. But now after today, I think it's time to now worry about the Cowboys. And I mean worry about the Cowboys actually at some point, not this year, obviously, but at some point, maybe next year, being great again. Because either someone kidnapped the real Jerry Jones and we're getting a different Jerry Jones now, or Jerry Jones, after 30 years, has figured out, oh, this is how I need to build a football team. All right, because he was asked today about the contract situations regarding Dallas' star players. Dak Prescott, who we know is not getting a new deal, and Jerry's going to let him hit free agency next year. And if Dak Prescott has a great year this year, Jerry will give him $60 million a year. If he does not, Jerry will let him go. Dak Prescott's already said, I'm comfortable playing someplace else next year. If you, before you think this is a game, you don't let a player hit free agency if you want to keep him. There's no handshake agreement. There's none of that. Dak wanted to get paid. He's not getting paid. So Jerry Jones has decided, I'm going to wait, because we've mentioned it. The playoff losses the last 2 years are just so awful, and they're both on Dak's shoulders. But you had him asked today about, hey, well, not only is Dak Prescott not getting paid, but you have CeeDee Lamb trying to get a new contract, and Micah Parsons trying to get a new contract. So is that going to happen? And Jerry Jones explained what's going on, as only Jerry Jones can, by trying to let everybody know exactly what it means when you run an option offense.
We'd like to see some more action. It's called option. A lot of guys need to hand it off. First guy through the line. Another one will keep it another step, decide whether to pitch it or not. He'll decide whether to turn upfield with it, and then he's still got a pitch left. I've spent my life being an option quarterback. It'd be madness not to know that the contracts are ahead. I want to see a few more cards play.
Okay, first things first. It's not quite how an option offense works.
You got to know when to hold them.
It's not you. There's no multiple pitches on the play.
Well, it's the end of game desperation.
That's the annexation of Puerto Rico. I mean, that's
nicely done.
I mean, an option offense is the quarterback, you know, gets the snap, can hand it to the fullback up the middle, or run down the line, keep it, or pitch it to the running back. That's the play. There's no quarterback pitching it to a running back who runs, who pitches it to another guy, who runs down the line and pitches it to another guy. That's not the option offense.
Well,
it's not. I wish it was, but it isn't.
In his world,
I'd get the snap, not get pitch it to a running back. I give the ball to Zeke. He can keep it, not pitch it to Dorsett. He can keep it, not pitch it to Herschel Walker. Keep it or not. He can pitch it to Bob Lilly. Keep it or not. Pitch it to Harvey Martin. Keep it or not. I realize I'm talking about defensive players now. That's not an interception return. But I like how he was trying to explain people what the option is. Like, I'm explaining this to you like you're stupid. And so this is what the option is. So he's been an option quarterback. But what Jerry Jones is trying to say here, and this is, I mean it, I feel like someone new has taken over the Cowboys, is that he wants to see some action before he doles out money. For his entire life running the team, for 30 years, he has given money to players because he likes paying them. He likes the headlines, and he likes paying guys that he drafts with the Cowboys. He liked paying Ezekiel Elliott, even though it was awful money to spend, and Ezekiel Elliott just worked him for the entire contract. He knew he was going to get the money. All he had to do was wait it out, and Jerry paid him. Jerry Jones has done a horrendous job building teams over the last 30 years. He pays the wrong people. He pays them too much money. He doesn't work and look for tomorrow how things fit because he doesn't have a GM. But now, all of a sudden, his entire offseason tack has changed. He wants to wait specifically for CeeDee Lamb because there's another couple of guys coming up for big contracts. He goes, I don't want to give CeeDee Lamb a contract if the contract coming up for Justin Jefferson is X amount of dollars and I overpay for CeeDee Lamb. For Micah Parsons, a little bit different. We've heard stories the last couple of weeks that maybe he's not getting along with people in Dallas. Great, rubbing people the wrong way. Is he a guy you want to keep? Is he a guy you want to let see go to free agency? Like, these got decisions to make. And now I look at it and I go, it may be time to worry about the Cowboys being good because Jerry Jones seems like he is figuring out, oh, what I've been doing for three decades is not working. I got to change. Now, yes, you would like to think that and hope that Jerry Jones would have figured that out, like maybe after 5 years, but it's been 30. It's been 30 of my way, and it's just not working. And I'm 80 years old, and I'm going to be around a while, and I'm still doing things, and I'm still sharp, and I'm doing, but I got to change how we do things now. And I'm throwing this year and sacrificing 2024 to get to a point where maybe 2025 and on are better. Because he knows that the legacy is his and the Cowboys not winning is his legacy. But he was always someone that he can't help himself. He's just going to Jerry his way through everything. But it's, I mean, I feel like he is, like someone switched places with him where he had that meeting, he had that moment of clarity where he said, wait a minute, I can't just give guys money because I feel like it. I mean, our team is always thin and there's never a real togetherness and I'm not hiring the right coaches and everything going on. Now I'm going to do it different. And I feel bad for the players because guys like Dak and Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb are going, oh, now the guy gets a conscience? Now he figures out how to pay guys? Why could he just pay us the silly money and then figure out he didn't want to pay guys off? Now I got to sweat for my cash from either the Cowboys or go to somebody else? Jerry Jones always paid his guys. Now he's not. Now I feel bad for those guys because now they're in limbo. When years had Dak come around 5 years before, hey, he'd have already gotten his money. But this is Jerry Jones now. Figuring out that I need to build a different way. And if he sticks to it, this is going to what makes the Cowboys great. Because the Cowboys have always drafted well. They continue to draft well. It's the reason why they're competitive. And if they can figure the right way, maybe he's going to hire a GM or listen to somebody else. But if they can figure out a way to spend money the right way, look out, man. Because the Cowboys sell themselves. And so if he figures that part out of it, look, I mean, you're talking about you can build a dynasty in a year in Dallas because it's that kind of team. And it may have taken him 30 years to figure it out, but I think he's figured it out.
I want to know what the genesis is, though. Is there some...
That's Phil Collins' band. Peter Gabriel was in it, but he left. Mike Rutherford was in it, but he left to form Mike and the Mechanics. Had one hit with All I Need Is a Miracle.
All I Needed Was a Miracle.
Yeah. Phil Collins stayed with the band.
Didn't they also have the Living Years? Wasn't that them?
I wish that I had told him in the living
years. That was Mike
and
the Mechanics. Yeah.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Say it. Yeah, that was Mike and the Mechanics.
You
sure.
You can listen.
Can you give me another Mike and the Mechanics song? Because I can't. No, I'm out. I'm out
it.
After. I'm
I out tap out at two.
Okay.
That's
all
it.
Right. Okay.
If someone knows a third, at Swollen Dome, at How About a Fresco.
Watch Teicher just running. Oh, yeah, you're forgetting about the jumping knucklehead Billy. And
it reached number 17 on the charts that year.
on the Hot 100.
But the question is, someone in that room, did they go through the spreadsheet? It's like, what makes them a winner? And it's like, all right, show me the salaries of the quarterbacks. And it's like, all right, fine. And then they showed the 49ers because he had this quote to The Athletic. Goes, well, you're a team that has a lot of cap room, and then you have a quarterback for a little while that's well underneath in his rookie contract. You know, San Francisco last year, us with Dak early after we had Romo. And then he paused and he goes, boy, we had a lot of credit card use there on Romo. Because Dak came along, so we didn't have to have it, and we're able to absorb the money.
It was smoking. It was like I gotten paid on a Friday night and decided to go through TJ Maxx and saying, I'm going to get this shirt. It's got a hole in the collar, but that's okay. It's why it's $14. I'm going to get that shirt. I'm going to get
a patch.
I'm going to get that hat. That's a $17 hat if I go to Under Armour, but here it's only $14, so I'm going to get that. Forget the fact it's got a big yellow stain on it. I'm going to buy that one. Oh, boy, I tell you, I've used up my credit card. I'm going to spread this out over another couple of cards. I got one of those Donner's Club credit cards. I think they still make those. I think
going full Confessions of a Shopaholic with Isla Fisher?
Interest rates on Donner's Club is like 74%. So you're going to want to make sure you pay that off at the end of every month.
But since it is Jerry Jones, are you talking about Dinah? As in Dinah Shore? Anyway, so he goes, hey, we had that. We were able to keep Tyron Smith around him. So Dak has enjoyed in his career, we're proud of, some of the best supporting casts you can put around him. But here's the money quote. To move forward, we will have to diminish that. That's a fact. That's the rules. That's the rules. So someone alerted him to the facts like, hey, rookie deals on quarterbacks. That's where you make your hay and you can build up around.
So I don't have to pay the quarterback if he's on a rookie contract because his agent told me I had to. Oh, should have looked that up on the interweb.
They tracked Zeke down to Mexico and gave him a giant pile of money.
Hey, I heard you could turn on their iPhone with a find that finder thing. Tell me where Zeke is. But unless you have his phone number, you can't. I'm Jerry Jones. You find where Zeke is. Tell me where he is.
He's got to be in the personnel files there somewhere.
All you got to do is walk outside this office with a big briefcase full of money. Zeke will find you. Don't worry.
But, yeah, that's where we're at. Jerry Jones, someone alerted him, whether it's Steven
it's unbelievable.
Or someone else in finance said, here, if we run the numbers, sir. I mean, it's the Jennifer Garner character in Draft Day coming through and saying, hey, here's what we've been spending. If we adjust how we do this, we might have more success.
I feel like he had that moment in a movie like where he goes for a walk in the park and he sits on a bench and he sees a bunch of kids playing football. One of them's in like this, you know, this dirty Dallas Cowboys jersey. He's got grass stains on it from playing, and the ball goes near him and he picks it up and gives it to him and goes, here you go. Hey, that was a nice play. You Cowboys fan? The kid goes, yeah, but we stink. We can't sign the right players. Makes my dad sad. And then kid walks away.
Like
it was a good fight. I can't complain about the fight. He gave me a good fight, but I'm a fighter. I can't be beat. I'm a fighter. Hey, Dak gets too much money. I don't know what to do. I got to go fight Jake Paul now because you're giving Dak all this money. And then Jerry just sits there and says, well, this is that moment in the movie when you hear that boom, and then like the montage music comes in, and all of a sudden I make things better in like 45 seconds, and that's what I'm going to do right now.
You rip some flowers out of the ground and you run to the girl.
I had that moment. I had that moment. That moment where, like, all of a sudden, oh, now I got to change, because now he's practicing responsible businessing. Right? You practice responsible businessing. He can do
that's
that.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey,
responsible businessing.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting. So he's just practicing responsible businessing. And now I feel like, wait a minute. Yeah, the Cowboys are sacrificing this year, but yeah, okay, you don't have to pay Dak $60 million when you've already got the best of him and he hasn't gotten you close to a Super Bowl and he's melted down in the playoffs twice. Do you really have to pay CeeDee Lamb when new great receivers, there's seven in the draft every year that come in? You don't have to pay those guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Real, you can pick and choose. You don't have, just because you draft a guy and he's good doesn't mean you have to pay him, because that was always the Jerry Jones way. And now he's figuring that out. It's Skynet becoming aware.
Ooh. I was going to go Christmas Carol. He saw the ghosts.
You know, the Ghost of Christmas Past came to see me. It was Staubach. Ghost of Christmas Present came to see me. It was Romo. And then Ghost of Christmas Future came to see me, and it was Dak. So, told me all the things that happened and where I'm at. And I saw Dak was in a Raiders jersey. And I laughed, woke myself up out of the dream, took my stocking cap off, blew out the candle, and went to the chamber pot and used the bathroom. And then came back and opened the sash of the window and saw a bunch of kids Christmas caroling outside. And I said, oh, okay, this means I'm not going to give Dak any money. So that's what the dream said to me. So, Dak, good luck.
What would have been great is if you'd kind of zagged and you'd made it, he'd awakened in Whoville.
But I got the word chamber pot in.
You did.
You don't get chamber pot in on Sports Talk Radio that often.
No, that was really well done.
In a chamber pot.
That's what you call a good curveball there.
That's Coldplay's new album's called Chamber Pot. I don't know if you know that. It's coming out. Chamber Pot.
I'd buy that album. I'd buy that on spec. Let's go.
Except, why the gunshot?
I finally reloaded it.
Why the
And I missed again. Keep that, talking, please.
That is a second hour callback.
That is awesome.
It took a while.
Yeah.
Woo. This is how the Revolutionary War was fought.
Pow.
Hey, tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, it's not Fix You, it's not Coldplay. With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Don't miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Jay Glazer, Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Then into our show, we follow the last couple hours like we do every single year right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app, presented by Express Pros. Scary. Jerry Jones has figured it out. But what about LeBron James? Oh, boy. This is going to be a little radical, but if the Lakers are going to win, this is what they need.
That's is he out of a job, too?
No. We'll fix you and fix LeBron coming up next. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. Really, half the time I think Tysha just says, what am I listening to on Spotify? And this is the music we get on the show.
I have a very eclectic taste, you know?
What kind of a taste?
Eclectic.
Oh, very good. Okay.
I just gave him some new gems.
I'm probably the only person you know, Jason, that can listen to anything.
Really?
Yeah.
You can listen to anything?
Yeah.
Can you listen to not playing Tears for Fears ever again?
Well, that includes not listening. I said I can listen to anything.
Well, you can listen to it not being played.
Nah, that doesn't work.
You would just hear other songs instead.
That's like you saying I can breathe in any circumstance, just stop breathing.
Okay, I stopped breathing.
No, don't do that. I want you to breathe.
Okay, now I'm breathing.
See? And I want to listen to Tears for Fears.
But I stopped breathing.
Don't do that.
I show I can do that.
Stop that.
I can breathe.
I will load this musket again. You better stop it.
I can breathe in any, even underwater.
There's no way.
He is working feverishly to reload that musket right now.
That was a great callback. That really was a
great
thank you.
You did not see that coming.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studio. So the night in the NBA is finished.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers and the Mavericks. Mavs win at 96-93. If I had to say one time, okay, if you said what one series is going seven games, this is the one.
Probably.
Like what if you said one series to go seven games, this is the one.
Now, on the plus side, we did actually have a couple of road teams win today.
Yeah, which is good.
That's
right.
Good.
It shows you that, okay, there's a little bit of potential out there.
Yeah, because first couple days, as exciting as the games were.
No.
Home teams.
Yeah,
home
that's
teams.
All right.
But yeah, this would be the series. And I think that's where we kind of had it earmarked before things started. I mean, we really haven't paid a lot of mind to Minnesota Phoenix. Kind of like yesterday's Cleveland game.
Yeah.
It just kind of happened.
Hey, Cleveland's up
2-0. Yeah, Grayson Allen got hurt. And Minnesota rolled. They had a 31-2 point differential off turnovers. That's how you win games.
Yep. But
the one to grow on there, Phoenix. But yeah, this was a great game.
Yeah, no, look, it was back and forth, and we're seeing what basketball was like in the night. If everybody's just watching basketball, I'll go, boy, yeah, this is what it was like in the 90s, 96-93, 92-89, 91-89. Like that's kind of the way it was.
The fact that we got to the 90s, I was actually a little surprised.
Yeah.
A little bit of a barrage.
Oh, I didn't think that was happening.
No.
When it was 73-70, I said, this game is going to finish
31-27 was the fourth stanza of things. But yeah, for Dallas, you know, I mentioned Gafford. He was a big part to their defense second half of the year. Now, rating-wise, they still didn't move the needle very much, but he and P.J. Washington, when they came over, were solid. Washington had a big second half. He finished with 18 points today. Gafford with a back injury, so your starting center goes out. And guess what? A lot of layups, a lot of opportunity in the middle for the Clippers to roll through. But then, you know, Luka kind of MF'd everybody he possibly could after hitting a three-pointer late.
Oh, yeah, he screamed out there. Sure. But, look, tonight, the last couple nights, tonight, tomorrow, was like, okay, yeah, we're getting a couple of good appetizer nights, like a tapas night. Like we kind of get tapas.
We get
tapas tonight, tapas tomorrow, and then the main course on Thursday, which in the NBA's infinite wisdom, yeah, let's put the Knicks and the Lakers on opposite the NFL draft. Like, I mean, come on,
Christmas from us.
Come on,
we're
man.
Coming back on them on draft night.
Yes. People are going to say, I don't want to see where all these quarterbacks are selected. I'm going to watch the NBA. Yeah, not happening. But
anybody get to ask Adam Silver about it?
Hey, Adam, Jason Smith, Fox Sports Radio. What the hell is wrong with you? It may be too late for the Lakers this year because after last night, look, you got to win one game in Denver to win this series, and that was your best chance. You're up by 20, and you gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers season is over. It may not be for another couple of days, but the Lakers season is going to end.
Competitive like I said, sweep two.
It's very competitive, very competitive. But for the Lakers to succeed, they need less LeBron James, not more. And follow me on this, right? Watching the game last night, AD is rolling in the first half, D'Lo is rolling, and then the offense kind of bogs down. Yes, AD gets in a little bit of foul trouble, and for some reason, D'Angelo Russell's on the bench way longer in the fourth quarter than he should be.
He sat for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and they don't get AD the ball at all in the fourth quarter. He takes one shot. It's ridiculous, and the offense bogs down, and the Nuggets come back and win. Now, what was the reason for this? LeBron James gets to points where he decides, okay, now it's my turn. Now it's winning time. Now it's me. And 5, 7, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, hey, that was great because LeBron James about winning time. He was about getting to the hoop. He was about making those mid-range jumpers. He was about creating. And if I'm going to suck everybody into the post with me, I'm going to kick it out for a great shot. I'm going to be able to do everything because I'm the best, most talented basketball player that anybody has seen. but he's not that guy anymore. He's a guy that gets his points. Does he make the team better? You look at last night as a big example. When LeBron decides for wide stretches, it's now it's ISO time for me. I get the ball top of the key and I'm going to wait. And how many bunnies have we seen him miss? How many layups has he missed? How many shots where the most common sight is LeBron misses and then yells that he wants a foul call. He doesn't get it. He doesn't make those shots like he used to. And what happens to the Lakers is they bog down. Their offense slows down. They don't score because LeBron doesn't score. And the Nuggets are able to hype back into the game. If there was no supporting cast, I get it. Well, LeBron's got to take these shots. But no, now the Lakers supporting cast is pretty bleeping good. You're talking about AD and Austin Reeves can make shots and D'Lo, who kind of is an every other game guy. Last night was his night. You have a lot of players that can make big shots. You've finally gotten the supporting cast that you need. And still LeBron says, okay, thanks for everything, you guys. Now it's my turn. And that's not how you win. And I don't mean this is a case of where, hey, less LeBron James as he plays less minutes. No, but when you go down the floor, sometimes possessions, you can go to AD 2-3 times in a row and LeBron James doesn't have to touch the ball. You can say, hey, this is going to be, Austin Reeves has been wide open. He's been hot. We're going to set him up for a three. You can let the other guys and you can build the offense around that and not have to worry about LeBron either taking over himself or running enough plays to keep LeBron happy. Well, now let's let LeBron do his thing for a few minutes. It's too much LeBron because at this point, he's still a great player, but he doesn't make the team better. And he's certainly not good enough to get his get points all the time when he needs to, because we joked around about it last night. He'll miss like four shots in a row in the fourth quarter, but then come down, hit the fifth, and then go back up court with the opposing is thumping his chest going, yeah, I made that fifth one. Yeah, but meanwhile, the Nuggets just went on an 8-2 run, and now your lead was 11, and now it's 4. So I don't know if the math works there, but you get what I'm saying. So I think the key going forward for the Lakers is less LeBron. You don't have to rely on him, and you can't let him take over. And it's got to be, hey, we're going to run this through AD now. And if you don't take shots for a few minutes, that's fine. Or if you don't take a shot here, we go a couple of possessions, that's got to be okay. The days of running the offense specifically through LeBron, if you're going to win, have to end. I know this because we've seen the Lakers run the offense through LeBron and him try to take over games the last couple of years. Guess what? Doesn't work. So when you have the supporting cast, especially a guy like AD who's a top 7 player in the league, yeah, it's okay if the other guys take shots. Keep moving the ball. Keep the offense humming like it was in the first half. Instead, no. Now LeBron says, we're going to slow the game down, play ISO ball, and this is what I'm going to do. And that's killing the Lakers.
Well, and that's, we watched the lead get built and sustained for quite a while, and then as we got deeper into the third quarter, which has been most often disastrous for the Lakers, completely out of sorts. You know, Anthony Davis, foul trouble. Well, they're not going to foul him out unless he absolutely runs someone over on the offensive side. Right? It's just not going to happen. D'Angelo Russell, he was broken in game one. Okay? Couldn't hit the broadside of Martin. Here he's on fire. I get it. You have a cooling off period from whatever halftime show and extended coverage you have on TV. Get them going again, or find Austin Reeves.
There's halftime shows. What are you watching?
Well, there's something in arena.
Halftime show. Yeah, okay. There's
but,
you know,
but there's going to be an extended. It's a playoff. You're going to get an extra commercial block.
There's no.
You had to watch that.
No, but you said halftime show. Like it's, you know, that band Jimmy Eat World is going to do the middle.
They might have.
I mean, no. The Suns are going to be out of the playoffs.
They might have come out for one or two songs.
No,
but the idea being, yeah, you could say, well, you know, he's cooled off, so we're going to go in a different direction. Like, you don't know that because he hasn't taken a bunch of shots. He took the ball out of his hand, and Anthony Davis, it's unconscionable, like, that he didn't see the ball in the fourth quarter. I still don't remember the shot he actually took. I want to go back and watch the game.
It was in the middle of the lane.
But because remember, TNT put up on their graphic that he didn't take a shot at all in the fourth. So we either have 0 or 1. Either way, the point is, how has he scored 32 in the first half?
Yeah.
And he's not involved at all. Meanwhile, on the other side, Jamal Murray, who'd been awful for three quarters, he starts to cook, and you do nothing to slow that down. Defensively, you have nothing to change it up. And then, you know, from the offensive standpoint, I'm not saying you go to the four-corner offense and you're trying to stall things out, But move the ball. Find yourself some easy looks and opportunities at the rim, which did not exist down the stretch. And LeBron, you know, just dismisses it. You know what? It rimmed in and out, you know, on the would-be three-point attempt.
Yeah, like missing is not his fault. Like, I was fine with a shot, but then to sit here and go, what do you want? No, you still missed.
Well, everybody else, other night, it's, well, we didn't hit shots.
You still
make shots.
Yeah.
No, you had the chance to put the dagger right there.
There's a difference between a ball going in and out and then you missing the rim entirely. Well, I missed rim entirely. I missed. You still missed the other way, too. It was just a closer miss, but you missed. But, like, that's – I feel like that's every Laker game. They know at some point it's going to be LeBron iso ball, and that's going to bog everything down.
A lot
down.
Of standing around. All right, he's got the ball.
Okay, this is what it's going to be, and this is when the Nuggets come back, and this is what really sends the Lakers into a tailspin. You could see it. You saw it in the third quarter. You saw it in the fourth quarter. And yes, it's not that LeBron didn't make big plays. He did, but when the Lakers were running their offense, they're up by 20. They're running the Nuggets out of the building. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man.
My favorite, though, was, I don't know if you saw the video after the fact, after Anthony Davis had fallen into the bench, after the Murray make and everything, was LeBron stalking the official. Why didn't I get an and-one? Why didn't you call the bleep and foul? And just stalk him. And then someone finally has to get in his way to stop him from following the official off the court.
Why didn't you call that foul the third quarter? We all saw it. And you should have called that in the 10:38 mark of the third quarter.
Well, because remember, he had that steal, which was probably the best defensive play he'd made, right?
Great play.
Great anticipation. And then he was looking for the and one and decided after Murray hit the shot to stalk the referee then.
For LeBron James and the Lakers, less is more. Less LeBron is more. That's the only way through. Right now, a guy you could also say, hey, less is more. It's Brian Fenley with what's trending in the wide world of sports.
You mean like the amount of hair on your head?
Yes, but I mean less contribution from you means a better show.
That means, do you even have one strand of hair on the top of your head?
Why does my hair have anything to do with the show? Why? It doesn't.
Well, your biceps do.
It's
because you're wearing your muscle shirt.
Triceps. Triceps looking good.
It's hard to see those in there.
Yeah, triceps look good, man. Yeah. You want an up close look at my triceps? That'll be the last thing you ever see.
Hey now.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what we just saw.
He stunned Fenley with a big right hand.
Radio host kills man with tricep.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a trident, a tricep.
Oh, we all have to live in our fantasy lands, you know. It's a little delusional, but, you know, we live with it.
Tell us what's trending.
Yeah, what is nonfiction, from fiction to nonfiction. How about that for a segue? We got the NBA postseason and its first round action right now. We just watched moments ago, this one wrapped up, the Mavericks go into Crypto.com Arena and win 96-93 against the Clippers, evening that series at one game apiece. Kawhi Leonard playing, had 15 points in 38 minutes of work. It was his first game playing since March 31st. He had been out the last nine games because of right knee inflammation. Luka Doncic went off, 32 points, hit some critical buckets down the stretch, and then even had a primal screen and mouthed some curse words at the end to let everybody know what he feels, how he is feeling after hitting some big buckets down the stretch. Bucks 108, they fall to 125 from the Pacers. This was a game two, so the Pacers have tied things up in that series one game apiece. The Bucks, though, were shorthanded. They did not have Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was out because of an injury to his calf. Pascal Siakam, 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists to his name. Timberwolves get the job done, 105-93 over the Suns, holding the Suns to just 42 points in the second half, and it, as mentioned, is 2-0 in favor of the T-Wolves as they open up the fourth quarter on an 11-0 run and never looked back from there. Lastly, let's get to hockey. Do That Hockey. They are in postseason play as well. A bunch of game twos in first round action, including the Rangers over the Capitals 4-3. New York is ahead 2-0 there. Game two in Florida, and the Panthers in overtime take out the Lightning 3-2. So Florida, like the Rangers, owns a 2-0 lead in their respective series. Avalanche 5, the Jets 2. Even is that matchup at one game apiece. And also even at one game would be the Predators and Canucks after the Preds went into Vancouver and stunned the Canucks 4-1. Lastly, a touch on baseball. And Jason and Mike, as I get it back to you, I know I'm short for time, less is more, so I'll just make this really quick. The Mets lost and the White Sox lost. You said it, less is more.
Thank
so
you,
I'm
Brian
not
Fenley.
You all the scores. I want to make it less because you said that was better.
Yeah, I'm going to call. I'll call you Bryfen because that's less.
Or
and
call
that's
me
more.
B-Fen.
B-Fen?
Yeah.
Does anybody call you B-Fen?
Yes.
Who calls you B-Fen?
People on the show, Chris Broussard, like people who work at FSR.
It sounds like I'm saying beef hen, like you're a beef hen.
I don't even know what that is.
I bet that's a thing, a beef hen.
I want one.
It's a hen that eats meat.
Let's bleeping go.
Sounds like the end of Hannibal.
It sounds familiar, right, Jason?
Beef hen. He's beef hen, Brian Fenley. Thank you very much, my friend. You tired of endlessly searching for work or applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? Well, what if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business, ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com. Well, coming up next, we put a bow on the big night in the NBA, including maybe we figured out the enigma that is one NBA superstar. That's next to your Jason and Mike Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
And we actually talked about Silence of the Lambs on the show tonight. How about that?
It's another callback. What a rich tapestry we weave.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, before we get to unwrap the enigma that is one NBA superstar, I want to tell you who's won Twitter tonight. And it is NBA insider Mark Medina, who joins us every week to talk NBA. He was on with us last night, and he guaranteed me, are you here? You heard him say it. He guaranteed me that Jalen Brunson would score 40 points in game three against the Sixers. He guaranteed it.
He guaranteed that suddenly on the road he was going to find his shot.
Yes, well,
or take 50 shots to get to 40.
Well, one of those two things could happen. But look, we talked about it. If the Knicks are going to do anything, they need Jalen Brunson to be that guy. And you know, I tweeted back to Mark Medina today, and he just tweeted me back. The Sixers are preemptively sending a formal complaint about Game 3's officiating.
Well, when you have a full-on screw job, as demonstrated so brilliantly and loquaciously in the 2-minute review of last night's game, I think if you're the Sixers, you already have the letterhead out and you're ready.
We're going to send another letter. We're going to send another letter. This is like, wait, what was
Shawshank.
It?
Shawshank. I'm going to send two letters.
No. What was it? Was it Robin Thicke that preemptively sued Marvin Gaye's estate that they couldn't sue him over blurred lines?
Yes.
Like, I'm preemptively suing you that you can't sue me.
We're going to bog
because
this
I've stolen,
down forever.
I've stolen Got to Give It Up, and I've made a big song out of it, and you can't take it from me. Like that, I'm preemptively suing you.
The fun of the legal wranglings that you can have.
Yeah, I'm preemptively suing. It's happening. So now, it may be elementary, but potentially we have figured out Damian Lillard. Tonight, the Bucks lose to the Indiana Pacers, and that series is tied one apiece. Well, you knew it was going to be difficult for the Bucks playing without Giannis, but it was another night of great play out of Damian Lillard. He single-handedly wins game one by himself, and game two tonight, 34 points for him, 10 out of 21 from the floor, 6 out of 13 from three. This first two games of the playoffs, he has been the old Damian Lillard. And during the season, what do we see? What do we say? Boy, he looks slower. It looks like age has caught up to him. He's getting his shot blocked. He can't get open for his game-winning shots like he used to. Maybe Damian Lillard is getting old before our eyes. And because clearly, he was not the same guy. But it may wind up being so much simpler than that. Damian Lillard, without Giannis, has been Damian Lillard. Trying to fit in as the number two was awkward. He was never able to do it.
So what you're saying is he hates Giannis, and this is his way to depose him.
Get rid of him. Keep me here. No.
He's staging a coup.
What I'm saying is maybe it's as simple as Damian Lillard functioning as the number two. He's not comfortable. Tried to figure it out all season, but couldn't. He needed the ball to go through him to pick his spot to win games, and it wasn't because he had to defer to Giannis, obviously, because Giannis is that kind of guy. But some guys are wired. They could be that way. Like if Steph Curry got traded to Milwaukee, he could easily find a way to say, yes, I get it. I know how I'm going to fit in here as the number two. But maybe Damian Lillard can't because for the entire run he had, he was the number one. But now here he is, clearly the number one. No Giannis. Remember, he missed the last couple of games at the end of the year, but we really didn't see a lot out of Milwaukee to say, okay, this is our strategy.
Well, the second half of the year, it seemed like they just rolled the ball out.
Yeah.
Hi, Doc.
Yeah, but here it is, the first two games, and Lillard's been great because he's been the one. The offense has rolled through him, and this team is kind of made up like it was in Portland, where he's the star, and yeah, he's got a couple of nice players around him. Instead of McCollum, he's got Chris Middleton. But in the end, okay, you're missing that big star that's going to get you further in the playoffs. But so far for Damian Lillard, he has been back to being that guy. And again, maybe it's as simple as, hey, when I'm the one, I feel like me. My shot is, I'm more confident. I get more shots because he's been a volume shooter all year. Mm-hmm. Last couple of games, shooting much more effectively. Right? And he's been a completely different player. And if you look back at the season and say he's struggled with Giannis, but now by himself, doesn't mean this makes the Bucks better, but this may mean this is the way we get the better version of Damian Lillard. And it could just be that elementary. Hey, as the two, he struggles, but as the one, hey, I got it.
Well, some of it being the constructs of all year long, just trying to find your space, right? You're 30-13 with one coach. You bring in Doc Rivers and things bog down. Offensively, it's a different look. You talk about, you know, him in court relations and final minutes. Am I the guy this time or are you? And moving without the ball, and it changes structure. Add to that all the stuff he had going on off the court. So it never seemed settled, right, as a team. Certainly the mm-hmm. second half. Post Doc, I mean, there's no denying that.
Don't
that
blame
was
me.
Just a lot of confusion.
Don't blame me. No, I came in at a bad time. Don't blame me.
And now you're able to just flush it out because it has to be you.
No, it's not
no,
me.
No, it's got to be you.
It was me.
Not
and,
Doc.
No.
Is it you?
Hey,
I'm referring
no,
to
no,
me.
No. It was
if
me.
I'm Dame Lillard.
It was me in game one. It was Dame in game two. Hey, we won game one. I was great. Game two, we lost. That wasn't me. Somebody else.
Who are you blaming?
No, it's Blake's fault. He retired. Haven't been able to coach, really, since Blake retired.
Been psychologically, I got to think that's damaging for Doc.
Not getting a lot of sleep. No, it's been very hard. Very difficult.
Thinking back to him jumping the shark, I mean Kia.
I really coached great in game one. I coached even better in game two, but guys didn't do it.
But
no,
we
what
still
to do.
Got blown out.
It's their fault. It's their fault. It's not my fault.
You didn't just lose game two. Doc.
I stopped Halliburton. I said, listen, I got the defense to stop Halliburton. You got to stop Siakam. They didn't stop Siakam. Not my fault.
Didn't think you'd see that one on your bingo card, did you?
Exit Albata Fresca. Exit Swollen Dome. Up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.